Peace talks on Syria have been continuing in Geneva as government and opposition negotiators resume face-to-face discussions on the future of the conflict-ravaged country. Over 100,000 people have been killed in the three-year civil war, and around 11 million people are in need of humanitarian aid in and outside the country. The two delegations are negotiating in line with a key document, the June 2012 Geneva Communique, which calls for the establishment of a transitional authority. The joint UN and Arab League special envoy, Lakhdar Brahimi, has been mediating discussions. He said on Monday he met the two groups separately and then, once again, together in the same room. A key issue has been to alleviate the suffering of Syrians stranded in the besieged city of Homs. Mr. Brahimi said there has been little progress in evacuating people from the city.
Humanitarian discussions haven't produced much, unfortunately. There was an agreement by the government that women and children can come out of the old city in Homs. I think they are still discussing how that should be done. I think the government is willing to make it happen. But it's not easy because there are snipers and there are all sorts of problems.
An agreement had been made on Saturday and Sunday between the government and opposition forces to allow an aid convoy into Homs. But Mr. Brahimi said that had also not taken place.
The convoy of food and non-food items and medical supplies, there is no decision yet to let them in.
Mr. Brahimi said the situation in Syria has become extremely complex and that it was too early to predict how long the negotiations will last. But he said they will continue.
There is apparently the will to continue these discussions. You know, once again, I tell you, we never expected any miracle. There are no miracles here. We will continue and see if progress can be made and when.
While discussions continue over the humanitarian situation, the Geneva Communique remains the basis for Syria's future, a future which includes, in the short term, a transitional government at the forefront of a new era for the country. Daniel Dickinson, United Nations.